First 90 days, when I walked into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, I didn't have a problem with the God word on the 12 steps. Remember, I told you I was a recovering Catholic. I've always believed in something. I knew the Lord's Prayer. I knew the Hail Mary. I knew all of the stuff that comes with it, and I knew all of it. But it was just something was wrong with me, and I didn't know what it was. And then you guys started talking about it's a disease. But what was more sexy and more beautiful is that you guys smell good, look good. And when I got sober, they were wearing pagers, and that meant they're drug dealers in here. But what it turned out to be is these people had jobs. Real jobs, and kids that need to page them. And they had cars. And you walked up to me and you smiled and you gave me that hug, and I was like, oh, it's people. Now, a lot of people in here say, I don't do people, I don't like people. I don't understand that, because if we are created in the spirit, the most high image, and you say you don't like people, but you say you like a God, then something ain't right with your program, because how can you not like people? Because we're nothing but many gods. We're just defected. I don't understand that. See, I'm gregarious, and my guy will tell you, you know, he says, like, you know, you got that personality. You can talk to anybody. I say, yeah, because people are like Christmas packages. Man, you don't know what you're going to get. I love people, and people are hysterical. People are funny. People are brilliant. People are people, and people are beautiful. I like you. If you got one leg, the one leg guy, like him too. I don't care what it is about you. I like people, and I don't even have to say that to you. If you talk to me, if you see me, if you walked up to me and hugged me and asked for a picture, I will hug you, because you feel my spirit. My God presence, my God idea comes into the room before I do, because I am he is I, and I understand what is running this universe, and it is no longer Leslie Strange, and it is no longer the dope man, and it is no longer Johnny Walker, and it is no longer Grand Marnier. It is a spirit of the universe. And when I came into the rooms, I came in one time. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. One time I came into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, one white chip, and I continued on. Why? Because I had a well-whooped ass. You don't understand. When all, it's round now, but it was gone back in the day, baby. This, woo! I was looking like We Are the World with the fly. I looked bad. I was like toe back. Yeah, I said it. Just pray for me. And what you guys did for me is you made me feel wanted. You made me feel necessary. You even looked me in the eye and asked me what's been going on with me from the very first meeting. And you actually looked me in the eye and acted like you were interested. You said, come on, go to IHOP with us. I ain't been nowhere in a long time. See, I'm the girl that likes to dress up. I hadn't dressed up and put on any clothes in a couple years. Because alcohol is a great separator. It makes you hide. Why do you think that you hide? And you do it in the dark, and you do it on the side. You don't want nobody to know. Because there's something in your spirit. You have a fundamental idea of God. That's what the big books say. Call it higher power. Call it the square. There is a fundamental idea of something. And I started going to meetings. And I started getting a sponsor. And I started loving to go. And I followed you guys. I followed you from CA to AA. We were like a big herd of cow. We just went everywhere together. LA got some tight, strong recovery. If you don't know nothing about Los Angeles, 9604, 3801, all these. If you don't know nothing about LA, baby, go to LA, give me a call. I'll tell you where to go. And my people will pick you up at the airport. Please let me tell you something about that recovery in Los Angeles, California. Y'all got a tight community here, but in Los Angeles, California is where I got it. And what I did was I was so scared of relapsing, because I saw people come back and they look worse than when they left. And I'd be like, what happened to them? You know what's amazing about a relapse? I was just talking to my friend, my hostess. Thank you, Stephanie, by the way. You've been wonderful for me. I love you, my love. So you know the first thing we ask? What's the first thing we ask when somebody with a lot of time relapses? What happened? And then if you're anything that's a critic like me, I'm like, okay, must not have been calling a sponsor. They must have stopped working the steps.